which we still reach. Mr. Seaman, let's start. So we spoke about, yesterday we spoke about dislocated bones. So we said that generally speaking, I like it, right? Dislocated bones, which the mice is not normally sarcomas ava, generally speaking, dislocated bone is not called sarcomas ava. And therefore one should not really become shelter, generally speaking. And it seems for a short time, it's much better short than oral, that should not become shelter. If there is a remote possibility for sarcomas ava, so we say generally speaking, the sample possibility is given from Stroll, Bodner, he says that if one gets a goit, obviously a non-tune to do it, then that's the best thing to do. If there's a pain, and he's worried there might be something, then maybe you can assume it's a bit risky, and therefore if a yeed has to put it back in the position, a yeed maybe should have to do it. Okay, that's what we ended up with yesterday. Finally, we spoke about yesterday, seconds ava, different things of seconds ava. Yeah, that's true. I mean, again, what about physiotherapy on Shabbos? Is that allowed? Now, really, that's not a refuah, really, actually. There's no medicine for it. Sorry?
I think you have time.
Ah, so it's interesting. He brings it over here. Oh, I haven't got a Shabbos here. I think he makes a chil of a Shabbos. What sort of, if it's not vigorous, I think I've got to check it out and bring it over here. Pashas is shvimutah because there's no refuah for it, there's no medicine for it, but I think vigorous thing is what do you call it, it's not allowed to be done. Let's just have a look. What's it called? Physiotherapy.
Physiotherapy. You'll sort yourself out eventually. You sort yourself out.
Vigorous ones can't move. Physical therapy, except for the shallows, when not so much tends to work. It seems like the general physiotherapy, that generally seems to be that is okay. Okay, then we spoke about, it's coming out to the constant question again. So we said, there are more paskins that kill shallows for a chole is to chuya. And therefore, if all things are being equal, and one's got a choice for non-Jew in the Chil Shabbos or me doing the Chil Shabbos, that means time is not of the utmost importance. It means that you need to be called Shabbos, it's a cause of Hoshus, but you're not imperative in seconds, yeah? Well, mummies, it's not mummies, it has to be straight away. Then the Ramah holds better once one gets a non-Jew to do it. If there's any danger whatsoever, it has to be done speedily, then one gets a yeed. I must say, I remember I asked many years ago, there's an interesting story that from Brazil, which I so the moment is actually, the Zilberstein sent a story over many years ago. And next stroll, on Shabbos morning, there was a Haredi family there, and the child had a pain in the stomach. A severe pain in the stomach. He was complaining very, very badly. So the person went around to a few neighbours to ask the neighbours what he should do. So they said to him that if you go around the corner, there's not a religious Jew, but a doctor who might be an expert in this sort of field. So he decided to go. So he knocked on this person's door, and the guy welcomed him. He said to the person, told him, I've got a child, not well. And he's got a pain in his stomach, he describes that what it is. He said, bring the child over. Well, I'll come over to the child. Well, I can't have a child, but the child kissed. He went and looked over him. He said, right, this is a serious situation, actually, sir. It's very serious. I can tell you what it is. But he said, I'm sorry, before I help you, I need a check written out for you of 500 shekels. I'm sorry, I can't stop doing anything before that. So the guy said, are you sure? Time you smash tennis today? He said, I'm sorry. He said, I'm sorry, if you don't write that down, I'm not doing it. It's a lot of money, but he said, no, I couldn't do it. So the guy wrote out a check, and the guy put it in his pocket, that was it. And he looked after the kid. On Motzei Shabbos, this guy comes knocking on this person's door and says, excuse me, what's going on over here? He said, what do you mean? He said, I looked at the check now. He said, you've written on it 1,000 shekels. Now, I told you it's 500 shekels. I know 500 shekels is not easy for you to give. Why did you write a check for 1,000 shekels? No idea, exactly what he said. I'm not the guy. He said, guys, I said, I made a cheshbon. It's my Shabbos today. I didn't want to do a chil of Shabbos. To write 500 shekels is chomesh meyo shekel. That's three words. To write 1,000 shekels is elo shekel.
Oh, okay.
To write 1,000 shekels is less than a chil of Shabbos than that. So that's what I wrote. I was interested with this story. So I remember I asked my father, because he said it's over, someone told me. He was at a bris in Manchester, and he said the story over. So I phoned my father, and I asked him, I'd ask you about, is this type of the halacha? Are you supposed to Now, what's everybody's time?
No.
It's a good question, actually, though. Yeah. What's the time, where is she? Why is she starting? Ah, why is she at court? Why is she out? No, why is she?
No.
What, you don't have to do it?
So he said to me,
you can't see why not, the master. To minimise Chilul Shabbos. What is that? We even know that Chilul Shabbos is allowed, but whatever, whatever one can minimise, one should minimise. So it's tapping right in the chair. If a person can avoid that. I just don't know why I didn't even blank. I don't know why.
It was 20,000
in shekel.
It was easy, less than writing. Where did you draw the line?
Yeah, where did you draw the line? Well,
first of all, 20,000 is more, yeah?
Where's the 20,000?
20,000 is more.
What do you mean 20 is more?
I'm saying, yes, yeah, I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to work. I don't know why I didn't even blank. I'm not sure why I didn't have to blank.
The master was, he gave him, after certain this morning, gave him the choke check back.
Oh yeah, that, I did it, yeah, that's good. It's an interesting thing that I just want to bring out to you that, I mean, I think you mustn't get confused here. If there's a chashash of psychologists for first of Shabbos, you must start worrying about this. Yeah. You mustn't do this. I'm talking about a case of where it's very, very not like chashash of psychologists, or you've got time. No one should ever make a mistake. Whenever, because I'm saying most of us people are unknowledgeable. And therefore, for us, if someone complains of a pain in the heart, a pain in the size of the chest, or in that ass, that is treated as a constant abortions. There's no questions asked. One has to treat that as a constant abortions. It's just talking about abortions. There are certain cases that one has a feeling of a baby. Most times, it's not imminent. She has to go straight away. So there, you've got time to do something. Then you can play about with asking a non-Jew or something like that. But generally speaking, if a person's got a pain somewhere and it's not known what it is, then it mustn't make any chesbonus whatsoever. One has to mamish be machal Shabbos straight away, very important. I'm just saying, in a case of where one's got in front of options, and the apostle will speak about different options, then one has to weigh out the situation carefully.
So you can do something with a shinov.
Yeah, so that's mamish the case, exactly. A person can do with a shinov, someone has to make a phone call for an ambulance or for a solar, whatever it is. If a person can wait a few seconds, at a delay of a few seconds, and he does a shinov, he's knocked down from a derived Jeremiah. Yeah. So definitely one should do that. The thing is, if someone's got a pain in his heart, then you don't take this, right? But it just depends on someone's got a bad cut and you're worried what it is. It could be dangerous. Then no one should do things as quickly as possible. But one has to know what the situation is. That's funny, I was just preparing a shit last night. I went into MH, around a hallway, there was a safer there from Zilberstein. Interesting question, it said, I must say. The master, good thing I checked again tonight, because I would have told the wrong thing last night. He said it was a flight from America to Israel. How long did it take from America to Israel?
8 hours.
11 hours.
Oh, 11 hours, makes sense, right. It's 6 hours of the flight, or the flight,
no,
whatever it was, 666. Flight going, all of a sudden the guy on the plane complained of a pain in his heart. Ancient story, he said it was. The master, the stewardess went straight to the pilot. The pilot calls out on the loudspeaker, right, if there's any doctor on board, please come along and help. This is urgent, we've got a problem with a patient over here who's feeling a pain in his heart. There was a doctor there. And the doctor went straight away and looked after him. He was busy for about a quarter of an hour. After about a quarter of an hour, Baruch Hashem, he managed to sort out this patient. Right, the pilot calls over this doctor and says, come here, I need to ask you something. Calls him over. He said, look, I need to ask you something. Do we need to make an emergency landing? We've got another few hours till we go to Israel. Should we make an emergency landing? I'm happy to make an emergency landing if you want. Or is it safe, you reckon, to carry on going straight to Israel? So Dr. Mirna Cheshbi says, look, he says, 400 people on this flight here. He says, to make an emergency landing somewhere else is a deviation of, I don't know how long it's going to take. It's going to cause an upset for a whole lot of people. He says, you know what? I think we go straight to Israel. They went straight to Israel. Doesn't take him out to the guy. When he got off this doctor, he was thinking exactly the right thing.
Yeah.
Was it a right hashbataka? I mean, the mice is
something. The mice right.
Don't know for definite it's going to be all right.
This is
all
right.
What?
The mice said it was all right.
Is it the right thing to do? What's the right way to do it? Was the doctor right? Maybe he took too much of a risk.
No.
So he's very busy with this Rabbi Zilberstein. I thought it was a riot of the Shabbos, actually. So Rabbi Zilberstein says there in the thing that if Lemaisa it's less than 5% risk, then it's not going to tell the plane to stop. That's what he's busy with. But he says the guy looks a Shabbos. I don't know why. That guy got a shower again. He says, not a ride like a Shabbos. Why it's not a ride like a Shabbos, I don't know.
What's 5%?
If a doctor thinks to himself, there's a 95% chance that he's going to be okay. It's unlikely it's going to happen. It's a very, very small 5% chance that he might cause slightly fatal. Then he's not a choyer to deviate the plane, to divert the plane. But he says clearly there for Hilchos Shabbos, even for a small percentage, we do this. Now you have to realize what this means, I said, you can't go 2 hours a man. Some people, I've seen this before, there's a bee in a sukkah, so they take a trap or they kill the bee. What's going on? It's a constant frost, you've got a bee in the sukkah. So what are you talking about? What do you mean? He said, no, that bee stings someone, and if the guy's allergic to the bee sting, it can be fatal.
So why haven't you done this?
She can't do it, my sister. Why don't you know where your limits are? It has to be a realistic chashash. It can't be a chashash because it's so, so remote. I mean, if a person's got a pain in front of you, has got a pain somewhere, and you don't know what it is, it could be serious, that can be hard to shout for. But the fact there's a bee in the room, and one of the guys in the room might have an allergic reaction to this bee, and you don't know about it, that is not enough
to do it. So, in the question on the plane, on the case of the plane,
Basically
the doctor's saying, I don't really think we need to be matriarch the whole 400 passengers.
Correct, that's what he's happening. Is that right, Hashman? That's what he's basically
saying.
What
would happen if they'd be flying out of Shabbos and they could, on Friday, and if they would have landed in Iceland, they would have had to could have been coming into Eretz Yisrael after Shabbos.
And that's sad, but can you make that Hashman?
That was, you're talking about a Shabbos flight, potentially?
No,
Shabbos.
Is it right to inconvenience 400 people
on a chance like
that? But he makes that So that's not a Cheshbon. Because there is a Cheshbon. You must realize every person's got a Cheshbon. So every person on the plane has got a Cheshbon. You've got this guy. There's a Cheshbon. Every person on the plane. That's not more than Doc Morales. So he gets his cheshbon. He makes his cheshbon 5%. I don't know where it comes from. I've got to look at the game through properly with the data for next time. But it's a very interesting cheshbon. But he says clearly that the Shabbos, for some reason, 5% is 5% risk. Even less than 5% is already enough. What? I don't know what the doors are. It's very hard to know. I'll say generally for half people like this. I was watching a shul, I'll never forget this actually. There was a guy who fainted in a shul. I think most of us were calm. The one guy who was nervous, there was a doctor actually. He was the most nervous. It could be he realized it was serious. We were all right, we were quite calm. He was the one who panicked the most actually. Then a person is not allowed to do it. That means a person knows there's a doctor there, the doctor says it's not imperative to have a shabbos. So someone's got a pain somewhere, and we don't know what it is, but the nice doctor who's there knows that it can wait. It's not imperative to have a shabbos. It has to be seen to, it's urgent, but it does not need to be done on shabbos. Then one has to wait. I think someone asked yesterday about a question about the doctors. I read about this today actually. You can have two doctors who've got conflicting opinions. That means one doctor says, and I say, it's a constant horses. If the guy's got seen to straight away. And the other one says, nah, I think you can wait. It's happened before this, they have this. The Meiser, in such a case, they're both equal status. You follow your sofa, the horses, the hokel, and your Michal Shabbos. But if you've got one guy who's a specialist, and the other guy is not a specialist, and the guy who's a specialist that does not need to be Michal Shabbos, then you follow him. You follow the specialist. The one who knows better is more. And then what someone asked yesterday as well, if the doctor says it's not urgent, he doesn't think it's a constant washing, but the patient thinks it is, then he listens to the patient, actually. That's an interesting. I'm not for that. He's not for a lady with morals. Naturally, he lives himself, takes holding. And a patient who feels that it needs to be seen to, he has to actually make sure that, what do you call it, that we listen to him. So those are the general guidelines about what to do. Say, for most of us people, whenever we have these showers, generally we don't know what's going on. So I'm saying generally for us, the proper sopik, and there's no shadow, when it's mechal shabbos, like normal. And if it's say, if it can't be done with a shiri, if it sounds like a serious thing, if someone's got a pain in his chest normally, that is a serious thing, but I don't take any chance with that, then one is mechal shabbos as quick as possible, without any deviation whatsoever. Another interesting halacha, so one halacha is that if it can be avoided, obviously you have to wait. There's another interesting halacha about what about if you can obtain it before, you can do certain four shabbos to prevent being a chiddush shabbos. If it's on Friday, someone's very ill, and there's something that can be done on Friday. If he does it on Friday, that will stop a person having to do the Chal Shabbos. Obviously, he should do it. Obviously.
The
question if he didn't do it, then we say that I should be Chal Shabbos. Ideally, that's a posh halacha as well. That if a person will do anything on Erev Shabbos, which a person can help the situation, that he does not meet him Chal Shabbos, then he's on Friday. It's interesting, a halacha over here, let's see if we can find it. The halacha says in Shem.
So that would be if it's a sophic, even. So that could be a situation where there's a sophic.
Yeah, quite right. The chayyim is a sophic. He's talking about much on Friday. Someone is quite badly ill. You don't know what it is. A sophic, what it is.
Friday, do as much as you can.
Exactly. That's a
possible. That's a sophic. I'll wait. I'll see how it develops.
Ah, okay.
Yeah,
I've got the halacha here. Is it indigestion or is it?
Yeah. I don't know why I'm actually going to find a halacha. The halacha is in Shem Mem Dalet. What's it here? Very interesting. The halacha. I don't think I forgot to look it up today. I saw a quote of Shem Mem Dalet. The halacha of Ramaskil Matsum Semes. How I heard that Matsum Semes. The halacha is about a soldier. The halacha says, "Not a number that is Ishat Sova. Someone who's in the army. Shehutzrach." Loin the town on the shuttle and remain with last days of Nachat Raisa. He's not just talking about the Raisa. But Yuchal Lazar be'er Shabbos Kodesh. And he could do on Erev Shabbos. But Vatai, he says, Mechoyim Lazar is Kain, Kadesh Shabbos Kodesh. And Nachat Kodesh Shabbos. I mean, I don't know what happened to say, for example, give you a card. It's a silly example. I'm just giving an example. Let's say he's going to, he's out of base on Friday. He's got to go into fight on Shabbos. He's got to shame before he goes into the fight. So obviously, in such a case there, he's got a shame on Friday. He mustn't wait till Shabbos if he's called out to see Friday. It's possible, yeah? The problem is, it's possible enough. There's no swara. Why you shouldn't, like you say, why should you not do it? If you can avoid doing a Chiddush Shabbos, why do you have to? The only problem is that they ask for the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says in Hilchas, Shein Lamed, see, quite out of age, Mishnah Berurah here. But you're telling an answer yourself, my friends. Shein Lamed, see, quite out of age. Mishnah Berurah says like this. Yodena Sikhilera, she is with Sakon of Chalmach Shabbos. A woman's having a baby is like a Sakon of Chalmach, she's last with Chalmach Shabbos. Sister Mishabura. Lochain, me a royal is fitting. Le Esha Shekir Chod Shi, a woman who's reached the ninth month. La Hazan Chod Erev Shabbos, Chod Erev Shabbos, she should rent these knees beforehand. The Shema is Damele Dosu Shabbos, she's about to go on Shabbos. We're going to start the Chalmach Shabbos. She should do whatever she can on Friday to avoid Chalmach Shabbos. Now here, the Lochain Mishabura is me a royal, it's fitting for her. Don't say it's chayiv. Now, what's the difference? When it comes to the army guy who's going to do a malach on Shabbos, so he says, I must be imagining malach on Shabbos.
Because he knows.
What? Better do it on Erev Shabbos rather than do it on Shabbos. But it comes to this woman in a ninth month of having a baby, and so we tell her, you know what? Better do it on Friday. It's fitting to do it on Friday.
What's the difference?
What's the difference? Yeah, quite right.
And that's the answer.
You know. Quite right. What's the difference?
What they do is this, if the army fellas say you're going to go tonight, Friday night, on Shabbos, black your face now or black your face later? He's going on Shabbos, full stop, he knows he's going to go out on Shabbos. So, okay, I'll black my face out ahead of Shabbos. Right. This woman might have the baby, might not have the baby.
Oh, the Shabbos, the baby's at home, I've had it.
Right.
She might not have it on Shabbos. What? So you can't compare, that's what he asked. That's the answer. Then there's going to be no rush. The idea, in other words, you push that off. Any choler knows he's in a situation where he might not on Shabbos. Tomorrow is very likely. Then he is, which has to do the chil on Erev Shabbos. But someone who's only an off Shabbos, if I go to another 3 or 4 weeks later, you're not going to be on Erev Shabbos now, really. No.